When there are no bidders at the public sale, the bank by law becomes the owner of the property. These properties taken back by banks are generally considered by the banks to be liabilities. Banks are naturally eager to sell these properties to generate cash or mortgage loans, both of which would be assets. Every bank has a list of REOs that they're generally willing to show you, especially if the bank thinks that you're a sincere and qualified investor. I don't believe I've ever had a banker refuse to share the list with me. Assume that you select one or two properties from the list that you think would make good investments. If the asking price is not shown on the list, then find out the price and terms from the banker. Remember, the banker's first price and first offer of terms is not necessarily the final one. Most bankers are willing to negotiate, especially with REOs. Some bankers are even willing to sell the properties on a lease option.